This just in, we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Damage here along the Gulf Coast is catastrophic. There's a frantic effort underway tonight to find survivors. There are an uncounted number of the dead tonight.
We're also getting reports this morning of an explosion, a bomb explosion, in Russell Square. Some eyewitnesses say it was in a litter bin, and some eyewitnesses also say that it blew the top off a bus. And Scotland Yard have now confirmed that there was an explosion in Russell Square.
Welcome to Perilous Times with your host, Martin Banner. We are now living in perilous times, and we study the Word of God each week to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church in this hour. We teach on prophetic events and study what the Scriptures say about the last days, the tribulation period, and the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We support body ministry, which comes through born-again Christian believers who are filled and led by the Holy Spirit. Now come join us as we get into the Word of God and hear what God is saying to the church in this hour, in these perilous times.
And the sons of Issachar were known as men who understood and discerned the times they were living in and knew what they were supposed to do in Israel. Do we? There is no doubt we're living at the very end of the age when Jesus told us that He would return. The signs of the times are all around us. Earthquakes, famine, pestilence, wars and rumors of wars, distress of nations, economic turmoil, the proliferation of the wickedness in society and culture, false religion and the harlot church, signs and wonders in the sky, and deception everywhere. We are truly living in perilous times in these last days. And we may not know the day or the hour when Jesus comes, but He clearly said that we could know the season. We're children of the light, and that day shall not take us by surprise. So when you see all these things converging in the world, my friends, look up. Our redemption draws near. So we invite you to go online to perilloustimes.com and join us, not only to understand and discern the times we are living in, but to find out how we are to walk, the faith that we're to keep, and what we are to do as we approach the coming of the Lord and the end of all things. You're not alone in your struggle to survive in these perilous times. God is still on the throne and in control, and we are here too as your family and as your friends to help you stay focused on this truth. That no matter how bad it gets, or how it seems that evil is triumphing, we've read the last chapter, and we win. PerilousTimes.com, because the light overcomes the darkness, and the good news still speaks louder than the bad.
Well, welcome everyone to Perilous Times. This week we have a very exciting message called Blood Moons, Blessing or Judgment. Blood Moons, Blessing or Judgment. And go get your iPads, whatever you're going to take notes with, and get your Bibles out. And we're going to start in a quick word of prayer. Father, we just come to you right now in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would anoint this word. Father, this word would go forth as a sharp two-edged sword. Father, it would divide that which is soulish from that which is spirit. Father, we ask right now that you would anoint my tongue as I speak your word. Father, we ask you would anoint the ears of the hearers, give them understanding, give them revelation knowledge, and let that word go down deep into good soil, down deep into their soul. And Father, that they would understand your word and that it would bring forth much fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And Father, we ask it all in the name above every other name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So be it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, beloved, this week the message, Blood Moons, Blessing or Judgment. Now, of course, we've all been hearing a lot about these four blood red moons that are coming in 2014, 2015. I'm sure most of you are aware that this same occurrence took place back in 1492, 1493, around there. It took place again in right about the time Israel became a nation in 49 and 50, and then it happened again in 1967, 68. And we're going to take a look at these three occurrences in the last 500 years. Of course, it's happened this same four lunar eclipses have taken place, I think, seven times now through history. And this is going to be the eighth time. I believe it'll be the final time. They don't know of any other tetrads of four blood moons falling on Jewish feast days coming in the next several hundred years. So I believe this is going to fulfill a lot of scripture. I believe there's a prophetic meaning to all of this. I believe that this is a sign in the heavens from God. And I believe there are certain things that are going to occur in the nation of Israel, natural Israel, as well as within the church, spiritual Israel. And I believe this is a very significant sign from God. But I believe many people have interpreted the sign incorrectly, that many people have not understood what God is saying or what God is about to do. So go get a friend, take this and download this message, email it to others, help us to get the word out. I believe this is one of the most prophetic words we have spoken on in our ministry, and we've spoken on a number of very, very prophetic messages that have had significance with world events and many other things, and those who follow our ministry know that. But I believe this is one of the most important prophetic words we have ever put out, and I believe that the Lord has revealed to me what this sign is of the four blood moons and what God is about to do. Now, I'm going to share that with you, and we're going to get into the Word of God. Of course, we look at these other three times it's happened in the last 500 years. Again, it happened around 1493. It happened in the 49-50 era, and then also in 1967-68. So what I've been hearing in Christian circles, I know several books have been written about these blood red moons, but what I've been hearing mainly is people talking about a great judgment coming, and that it's a sign of the end of the age and a sign of judgment, a sign of the tribulation. And we're going to examine that in the scriptures. We're going to look at that. I believe it is a sign from God. But if you look, we're going to look carefully at these other three occurrences. It has occurred now seven times through history where you had a tetrad of four blood red moons falling on four Jewish feast days. This has happened seven times through history. And it has happened three times in the last 500 years. So we're going to take a look at what does this all mean. Now, this will be the eighth time. We know that the number seven is the number of completion. I believe that this occurring seven times through history represents a completion of sorts, and that the eighth is the number of new beginnings. Now, we have been getting a prophetic word from the Lord over and over again, spoken to us by the Lord through prophetic utterances, through the Lord speaking to us, I'm about to do a new thing in the earth. Now, this is going to be the eighth tetrad of blood red moons in modern history or history of man. And the number eight is the number of new beginnings. I believe, first of all, it's signifying that God is about to do something new in the earth and that something is coming to a close. Seven is the number of completion. Now, what I believe these numbers represent is that seven is the completion of the age of grace. I believe we're getting close to the end of the age of grace. And in this eighth one, the new beginning, of course, is coming now, a time of Jacob's trouble. The Bible talks about a time of great tribulation in the earth called the tribulation period. Talks about a rule of the Antichrist. It talks about this 42 months of tribulation, and then, of course, the millennial reign of Christ for 1,000 years after Jesus returns. So it looks to me like the seven is a completion of the church age, the age of grace, and we're about to enter into an eighth, a new beginning, a new thing that God's going to do. But I believe before that new thing begins, that God is going to bring in the final harvest. And we're going to look at a word here tonight, and I'm going to tell you what I believe that God is saying through this sign. I do not believe this is a sign of judgment, but I believe rather these four blood red moons and the solar eclipse that's going to happen on the Jewish New Day of Nisan 1 is a sign of great blessing that is about to befall the earth, great blessing upon the nation of Israel and the Jewish people, great blessing upon the earth, and great blessing upon the people of God, spiritual Israel. And when we look at what has happened in the prior three blood moon tetrads, we will see that God has been bringing great blessing each time this has occurred. And we're going to look at that very carefully. We're going to study it out. That God has been bringing great blessing to the nation of Israel each time the four blood red moons appeared. Great blessing to the church and great blessing to the world, to the people of the whole world. Now, we're going to examine that. Now, I know I've been hearing all kinds of things about judgment, that this is a sign of the end. This is a sign of judgment. This is a sign of God about to judge America, that God's about to judge the nation of Israel. I've heard all kinds of things. I heard books been written about this. One author is using blood moon tetrads to try to support the erroneous pre-tribulation rapture theory. Others are using it for other different purposes and reasons, but most of it that is coming forth is error. Now, tonight we're going to look at some facts, and in this study, we're going to look at what the Word of God is saying and what God has been doing with these signs, because He sent the same signs, the identical signs, back in previous times in 1493, 1494, again in 4950, and again in 1967, 1968. And the exact same pattern. And we're going to look at that. So what is about to happen? Well, we're going to have four blood red total lunar eclipses that will fall on Passover and Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, in 2014 and 2015. The same occurrences took place in 1493, 1949, and 1967. And we're going to examine these dates, and we're going to look at what happened with Israel, what happened in the church, what happened in the world. And I'm going to show you that in each instance, when the four blood red moons appeared, the tetrad of four blood moons, there was great blessing poured out upon the nation of Israel. There was great blessing poured out on the people of God, the church. There was great blessing poured out on the Jewish people. Now, I believe that pattern will continue, and I'm going to show you why. Now, this first blood red moon that's supposed to appear is on April 15th, 2014, in approximately a couple weeks. So, the first of these blood red moons is going to appear in Israel in a couple weeks. It's on the Feast of Passover. Then it happens again on the Feast of Passover next April 4th, 2015. And it also happens this fall, October 8th, on the Feast of Sukkot, and that is the Feast of Tabernacles, and then again next fall, September 28th. Sandwiched in between these four blood red moons is a solar eclipse on Nisan 1, the Jewish New Year day. So next March 20th in 2015, there is going to be a complete solar eclipse in Israel on Nisan 1, the Jewish New Year day. So while the Jewish people are celebrating their New Year day over in Israel, the sun is going to be completely darkened out in a total solar eclipse. Much the same as what happened on the day Christ was crucified. In the middle of the day, it became midnight in the middle of the day. Darkness fell upon the earth, and there was a total solar eclipse right after Jesus was crucified. Now, again, what happened when Jesus was crucified? That was the greatest blessing that God bestowed upon the human race, happened back on that day when Jesus Christ was crucified, and at noontime it became dark as midnight as a solar eclipse came and the sun was darkened out. And it was a sign right there, not of judgment, not a sign of judgment, beloved, but a sign of great blessing to the whole world, because that was where God had given His only begotten Son. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him, they would not perish but have eternal life. Here, the Lord God Almighty had given His Son, had given Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. He made atonement for your sin and for mine. For everyone who will receive Him, He gave them the power to become the sons of God. And what happened on that day? Well, the sun was darkened out black. It was noontime, but it was like midnight. in the middle of the day. And what happened? The sun became darkened. And was it a sign of judgment? No, it was a sign of redemption, beloved. It was good news. It was the gospel of the kingdom being fulfilled. It was the good news that Jesus Christ became a curse for us. It is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." And Jesus became that curse for us there at Calvary. He made atonement. He shed his blood for the redemption of man, that we would be forgiven, that we could be brought back and reconciled to God the Father. And Jesus was that lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He was that sacrifice there at Calvary. And God gave his only begotten Son. And it was a sign of redemption. It was a sign of God's great love. It was the beginning of the new covenant that was actually sealed with the blood of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And it happened on that day. There was a total solar eclipse. Now again, next year, on March 20th, 2015, the New Year Day celebration in Israel, while the Jewish people are celebrating their New Year, the sun is going to go completely darkened by a solar eclipse, and that will be on Nisan 1, the Jewish New Year's Day. And then 2 weeks later, on Passover, April 4th, 2015, the moon will turn blood red. Now, this here is a fulfillment in itself. Let's look at the Word of God. So in approximately a little less than 1 year, there is going to be a solar eclipse on the New Year Day, Nisan 1 in Israel, where just like the day Jesus was crucified, the sun will be darkened out in the middle of the day. It'll be midnight in the middle of the day. And 2 weeks after that, on April 4th, 2015, on the day of Passover, another Jewish holiday, the moon will turn blood red. And you can better believe this is a sign from heaven. And let's look at the scriptures. Joel chapter 2, verse 31, it says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come." Now, I believe that this is going to be a partial fulfillment of that. Now, there are actually four scriptures that speak about the sun being darkened and the moon being turned into blood or being darkened. I believe they may be separate events. One says that before the terrible day of the Lord come. Another one in Matthew 24:29 says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Are these the same event? I think they may be two separate events. And there's four verses, four scriptures that speak about this. One of them appears to come at the very end of the tribulation. Another one says that it comes before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Now, these are definitely a sign from God to the Jewish people, to the church, and to the world. But I want you to take note that the day Christ was crucified, it was not a sign of judgment when the sun turned black in the middle of the day. When it was midnight in the middle of the day, it was a sign of redemption. It was a sign of great blessing. It was the sign of the new covenant being sealed and written with the blood of Jesus Christ. And it was the greatest day in human history. And the greatest gift ever given was on that day when God gave his only begotten Son. It was a day of great blessing, a day of redemption, and a day of the fulfillment of the new covenant. Now, I tell you, beloved, we're going to look at these prior three tetrads of blood red moons, and you're going to see in every instance that God poured out a great blessing upon the nation of Israel, a great blessing upon the church, and a great blessing upon the entire world. And we're going to look at that. I want to look at in 1948. We can take a look in 1948. 1948, there were certain prophecies fulfilled, and Israel became a nation again. God said that he would scatter the Jewish people to the four corners of the earth, and in the last days he'd bring them back upon the land. It was a promise, a prophecy. We're going to look at a few other scriptures. In Amos 9:14, it says, And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. He says, I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel. And God would bring them back on the land. Ezekiel 37:12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Now, God fulfilled that in 1948. Israel became a nation again. Then soon after that, there was a war that took place between Israel and the Arab nations. And that war ended in 1949. Israel won that war. The war ended in 1949, and in 1949-1950, we see this exact same tetrad of four blood red moons, and they fall on exactly the same feast days, the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Sukkot, which is Tabernacles. They fall on the exact same pattern, and also with a solar eclipse. So now we see the exact same thing that's about to occur in 2014-2015 with the tetrad of four blood-red moons had occurred in 1949-1950, and it was right at about the time that Israel won the war against the Arab nations. They had become a nation again. God brought them back upon the land, and Israel was a nation again. We see this solar eclipse the day Jesus was crucified, great blessing. Now we see the four blood-red moons and a solar eclipse when Israel became a nation and God fulfilled those prophecies, bringing his people back on the land. God said he would scatter the nation of Israel to the four corners of the earth, and in the last days he'd bring his people back on the land. God brought that to pass in 1948. Israel did fight a war. It was a time of a testing for the nation of Israel. But here's the point, beloved. That war was won by Israel. Israel was victorious, and they solidified themselves as a nation. And that war ended in 1949, and Israel signed a peace treaty with the Arab nations, and they had stood firm as a nation. And then again, God sent these four blood-red moons and a tetrad of these four blood-red moons falling on four Jewish feast days, the exact same pattern, Passover, Tabernacles, right on the feast day, just as it's about to happen in 2014-2015. Now, there's something else that occurred that I do not see too many people speaking about. I haven't heard anyone. This is something the Lord showed me. In 1948 began what is known as the Latter Rain Movement. The Latter Rain Movement, and it began in places like Canada, in the United States, in Argentina, in other parts of the UK. And there was a great outpouring of God's Spirit at about the same time as this tetrad of four blood-red moons. It began in 48, just as Israel became a nation. So here we see God putting these same signs in the heavens as Israel wins a war against the Arab nations in 49. A great outpouring had begun in 48 as God poured out his Spirit all over the earth. Tens of millions of people were saved, great healing revivals. Out of that move of God, out of that visitation, came men of God like William Branham, Oral Roberts, Jack Coe, Gordon Lindsay, and it was just a long list of great men of God that were used in healing and deliverance, and many people saved, many people baptized in the Holy Spirit, and many people healed. Now that took place from 1948 to 1952, and it fell right during this tetrad of four blood-red moons. And again, there was a great blessing for Israel. They won the war against the Arab nations. They solidified themselves as a country. Great blessing upon natural Israel, which is a type and shadow of the church, spiritual Israel. And first we see the blessing on natural Israel, and then we see it on spiritual Israel. Natural Israel had won a war, a victory, had taken land, and then we see it in spiritual Israel, where there was a great advance in the kingdom, in the church, with a great outpouring known as the Latter Rain. There was a gentleman named Tommy Hicks who went down to Argentina. There was a small group of people praying in Argentina. They were praying for a move of God's Spirit, for a visitation. And angels started to visit the prayer meeting and give prophetic words of what God was about to do. And in that visitation, that outpouring, they would meet in bullfighting arenas. And I believe they met 6 months straight. Every single night they filled these bullfighting arenas that would hold up to 200,000 people at a time. And there was this great outpouring and great signs and wonders and great miracles and healings. All this took place in what we see in that period of 48, 49, and 50 was great blessing from the hand of God upon the nation of Israel, upon the Jewish people, and upon spiritual Israel, the church, and a great advance in natural Israel, a great advance in spiritual Israel, the church, the kingdom of God expanded greatly. Okay, so now we're going to look at what happened in 1967, 1968. Again, we see the same tetrad of four blood red moons. Again, they fall on the same Jewish feast days of Passover and Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, they came on April 24th, 1967, a blood red moon on Passover. Again, in the fall, October 18th, 1967, on Sukkot. Again, the following year, on Passover, April 13th, 1968, a blood red moon, a lunar eclipse. And then again in the fall of 1968, October 6th, on the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. The same exact pattern, as we're about to see unfold again, took place in 1967. Well, let's take a look at what happened in 1967, 1968. First of all, let's look at what happened with the nation of Israel. They fought a war that was known as the Six-Day War. Okay, Israel won the war. Israel won the war, and Israel took back possession of the city of Jerusalem. Now, at the same time, in natural Israel, there was a great blessing, not judgment, but a great blessing was poured out. The Jewish people fought a six-day war. They were totally victorious. It was a miraculous victory. Many testimonies from that war and how God had intervened and how angels had intervened. I've even heard the testimonies from Jewish soldiers as well as Arab soldiers on how they had seen the angels of the Lord round about the mountains of Israel. And I've heard the testimonies of Arabs that were converted during that war. And a great victory for the nation of Israel. Natural Israel had a great victory, a great blessing from God. Okay, what happened with spiritual Israel, the church? Well, in 1967 began the outpouring known as the Charismatic Renewal throughout the Catholic Church. And they estimate that during this renewal, over 100 million Catholics were baptized in the Holy Spirit and received Christ and were filled with the Holy Spirit. Over 100 million Catholics. And if you can research it out, it began in 1967. It started that same year as these four blood red moon tetrad occurred. Again, the same pattern, Passover, Tabernacles the next year, and there was a solar eclipse in between them. The exact same pattern, beloved, that we're about to see unfold took place in 1948, where Israel won that war. It was actually 49-50, but they were fighting a war, and they won the war in 49. They became a nation in 48. We see that exact same pattern, a great blessing on the nation of Israel. They took back more land. They became a nation. They won a war. They had victory and blessing. And what do we see in spiritual Israel? A great outpouring worldwide known as the Latter Rain Movement, where tens of millions of people came to know Christ, and there were all kinds of signs and wonders and miracles. Oral Roberts, William Branham, Jack Coe, Gordon Lindsay, A.A. Allen, on and on it goes, these great men of God that came out of that outpouring of the Holy Spirit back in 48. And it was a time of great blessing. Great blessing for the world. Many come to know Christ. Great blessing for the natural branches, Israel. They won a victory and won a war. and great blessing for spiritual Israel, the church. There was a great outpouring, a great move of God's Spirit. A great harvest took place. Now the same thing again in 67-68. Israel fights a six-day war. They take possession of Jerusalem. They take back more land. And then in 68, we continue to see these blood-red moons. And what happened? In 67, a charismatic renewal began. And from 67 to 68, tens of millions of Catholics received Christ and were baptized in the Holy Spirit. They estimate throughout that renewal, over 100 million Catholics that received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Again, the same pattern. Great blessing upon the church, great blessing upon the natural branches of Israel, and great blessing to the world, for many had come to know Christ. And a time of great blessing, not a time of judgment. No judgment. See, I see no judgment in this time frame of 48, 49. I see no judgment in 67, 68. Rather, great blessing upon the nation of Israel, great blessing upon the world, and great blessing upon the church, spiritual Israel, with a great advance. As Israel took back more land, the kingdom advanced and expanded and took back their inheritance as well. So now, beloved, what do I feel is coming in the days ahead? We're going to look at that now. What do I see coming in 2014, 2015? Well, if it follows the same pattern that we saw in 49, 50, 67, 68, what I would expect is that there would be another war with Israel, that once again, Israel will win the war, that once again, Israel will take more land. Now, I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to me that the Jewish people, the natural branches, Israel, the nation of Israel, is about to take possession of their full inheritance. They're about to possess all the land promised to them by God to Abraham through the Abrahamic covenant. I believe they're about to take possession of all of that land. I believe that's what's about to occur. Now, when we look at this 2014-2015 time period, of course, this first blood moon is going to start in a couple weeks. So I'm looking for, at any time, Israel could go to war with Iran and Syria. It looks like the peace talks have broken down. It looks like the peace talks are over. Again, that's falling into the same scenario. I also know that Israel, the members of their embassies, supposedly went on strike, and I heard that they called them all home, back to Israel. Embassies and their consulates, all their workers there overseas. I think that from what I've heard that they've all come back to Israel and that they shut down all their embassies and their consulates, saying that there was a strike. Now, could there be a strike? That could be legitimate. It all could also be a way to get their people back to a safe place if there is going to be a conflict with Iran. Now, if we look at 48, 49, 67, 68, there's a war with Israel. Israel wins the war. They take back more land. Okay, beloved, there is still land that Israel is yet to possess according to the land that was promised by God to Abraham. I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me that Israel is about to possess all of the land and to possess their inheritance, natural Israel, in the natural. But at the same time, I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me that spiritual Israel, which, again, natural Israel is the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. That's the type and shadow which represents what God is doing in spiritual Israel. I believe spiritual Israel, the church, is also about to take her full inheritance and possess all of the land promised by God to his people, the church. I think we're going to see a great blessing in 2014-2015. Are we living in a time of judgment? I believe we are. Are we living in the last days? I believe we are. Are we going to soon enter the Great Tribulation? I believe we are. But before that happens, I believe we're about to see the final harvest. I've spoken at times on a previous broadcast about a great move of God's Spirit. I have said it is not a revival. A revival is when God's people are revived and come back to him. It's when God takes a church that's dead and revives it back to life. I do not believe this next move of God's Spirit will be a revival. I do not believe that. I believe that God's about to do a new thing in all the earth. I believe God's about to raise up a new wineskin and pour out new wine and fill that new wineskin. I believe that God's about to bring in the final harvest before the end of the age. I believe that God, in this sign of these four blood red moons, in this tetrad and the solar eclipse, just like there was a solar eclipse on the day Jesus was crucified, and just like there was this tetrad of blood moons when Israel became a nation, and just like there was the tetrad of four blood moons and the solar eclipse when Israel took Jerusalem, took possession of Jerusalem, I believe now there is coming this four blood red moons as a sign that the nation Israel will possess all of their inheritance and all of their land. I also believe that natural Israel will have a great victory in a war, and that through that victory they will possess all of the land that God has promised to Abraham in the Abrahamic covenant. I believe it will be a time of great victory and a time of great blessing. I also believe that spiritual Israel, the church, the kingdom, will also see a great advance, a great time of blessing. I believe that the church, spiritual Israel, will also receive all of her inheritance and will take possession of that inheritance and all that has been promised to the church through the blood covenant. I believe we're about to see one of the greatest periods of blessing in the next 2 years that the world has ever seen upon the nation of Israel, upon the Jewish people, and upon the church, the spiritual Israel, that the world has ever seen. And beloved, I'm telling you that I believe the four blood red moons are no sign of judgment. There's no judgment that I see with this, but I see a time of great blessing, a time of God fulfilling His covenant, a time of God pouring out His Spirit, a time of God bringing in the final harvest. I do not believe it will be a what they call revival. I do not believe that the denominational church scene and these old wineskins will be involved, but I do believe that God is raising up a remnant in His house, in His people, a remnant bride. I believe that those people will go forth, a bridal company, and I believe they will be anointed with this anointing that is going to fall, much like what happened in 1948 with the latter rain, much like what happened in 67 with the charismatic renewal. I believe there's coming an anointing for harvest. I believe there's coming signs and wonders. I believe the fulfillment when Jesus said, "Greater signs than these shall ye do," is about to unfold on planet Earth. I believe there's a people who are going to rise up that know their God and are going to do great exploits in His name. Beloved, are you ready? Are you ready for what God is about to do on planet Earth? Because I tell you, the hour is late. The day and time frame which we live, we are in that time of great tribulation. But I believe that God is going to fulfill His promise to the natural seed, to Abraham's seed, that Abrahamic covenant with the Jewish people. He's going to give them possession of all the land He has promised to them. At the same time, God is going to give possession to spiritual Israel, the church, all that has been promised through the blood covenant. And beloved, I believe it's a time of rejoicing, a time of shouting, a great time of victory just ahead. I believe it will be a time like the world has never seen. I believe there will be a time of great darkness like the days of Noah, but at the same time, great light coming through, a victorious church, a people that will rise up and take the spoil and take spoil from the gates of hell and see that final harvest come in. I believe that these four blood red moons are a representation of God about to bring a move of the Spirit as the world has never seen. And will this be a revival? I do not believe so. I believe only those who are called out, those who have consecrated themselves to God, those who are part of the new wineskin that God's bringing forth will partake of this move of the Spirit. I believe it will be the final harvest, and I believe then the world will enter into the great tribulation under the rule of the Antichrist, and we will see the final end time scenario unfold. So beloved, are you ready? Are you ready for what God's doing? Are you ready for what God's going to do in the planet Earth? Are you ready for what's coming? As I tell you, this is, when I take a look at it, in 1948, 49, 50, I don't see any judgment. I see nothing but blessing. I see God fulfilling the Abrahamic covenant. I see God fulfilling His word, bringing the Jewish people back on the land as He promised. Then I see a war where Israel takes back the promised land that's been given to them through that covenant with Abraham. Then I see a great outpouring in that same time frame known as the Latter Rain movement. And then again in 67, 68, same thing, six-day war. Israel wins the war. They're victorious. They take Jerusalem. They possess Jerusalem. It's a great blessing for the Jewish people. It's a time of victory. And at the same time, there is the charismatic renewal that sweeps through spiritual Israel, the church, and over 100 million Catholics receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit movement sweeps through all the denominations, and many, many, many come to know the Lord and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, what is God going to do in 2014, 2015? Well, I can't tell you exactly what He's going to do, but we have heard the word, and the word is this: Behold, I am going to do a new thing, saith God, in the earth. I'm going to do a new thing. God is not going to do what He did in 48, 49. God's not going to do what He did in 67 and 68. But the Lord is going to do a new thing in all the earth. Is God going to revive these dead churches? Many of the churches are apostate. They are full of religion. There has been a great falling away. No, I do not believe God's going to revive any of that. I don't believe God has any plan to revive an apostate church. But I do believe that God is going to take a remnant that has come out of that apostate church, and God's going to do a new thing. God's going to birth a new wineskin, and God's going to fill it with new wine, and God's going to bring in that final harvest. The Bible talks about the former rain, and then it talks about the latter rain. But then it also talks about a period of the former and latter rain being poured out together. Beloved, I believe we're about to see that very fulfillment. And I believe that it will be a time of great blessing for all those who have ears to hear and have eyes to see. For those who have the ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church, and those who have eyes to see what God is doing throughout the earth, and those who can discern and know their God. For the Word of God says those people will rise up and do great exploits in His name. Hallelujah. So, beloved, don't be believing everything you hear about these blood red moons. Even if we go back and look in 1493, 1494, when the same exact tetrad of four blood red moons and the solar eclipse occurred. Again, this occurred back in 1493 and 1494. Again, on Passover, it took place on April 2nd, 1493 on Passover in the spring. And then in the fall, on the Feast of Sukkot, it occurred September 25th. 1493, then there was a solar eclipse, and then again in the spring, March 22nd, 1494, a blood red moon on Passover again, and then that following fall, September 15th, 1494, on the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, again that fourth blood red moon. Now we see the same thing on what happened back in 1493 and 1494. Well, a year earlier, and the Spanish Inquisition had taken place in 1492, and there was an order that all remaining Jews who would not convert to Christianity had to leave Spain. And there was a time where many believed that these same Jewish businessmen funded Christopher Columbus, helped to pay for his journey, helped to get him before the king and go forth and look for a new land because they needed a place to live. And what happened? Of course, Christopher Columbus discovered North America. And what was that? Was that judgment? No. No. What happened was North America was discovered, which became, again, a great blessing for natural Israel, because I believe, just going by memory, I think they say that more than 6 million Jews live in the New York City, New Jersey area, and I don't know how many are in the whole country of the United States, but there's more Jews living in the United States than live in Israel. And again, it was a great blessing to the natural branches, to the Jewish people, to Israel, because many Jewish people live here in the United States of America, where Christopher Columbus had discovered North America. And it became a great blessing for the Jewish people and a great blessing also for the church, because America, the United States, North America, and Canada have sent out more missionaries to the world than any nation in history, and spent more money on evangelism and planting churches and sending out missionary work and feeding the hungry than any other area or any nation in the history of the church. So again, even in 1493-1494, the same tetrad of four blood red moons, and what was the result? It was great blessing. The Jewish people helped to fund Christopher Columbus. He discovered North America and the United States. The United States went on to be the home of literally millions and millions of Jewish people, and much more so than live in Israel. More Jewish people live in the United States than live in the nation of Israel by far. Became a great blessing to the Jewish people, the natural branches, and a great blessing to the church, and a great advance to the kingdom, as the United States has funded more missionary outreach, more work to the needy, to the homeless, to the hungry, and planted more churches than any other country in the history of the world. So here, again, was it a judgment? Now, the Jewish people did go through a time of testing and trial as they were asked to leave Spain. But what was the result? It was the discovery of North America, which is now home to more Jewish people than the nation of Israel itself. Now, beloved, you can see in all of these prior three tetrads, I see no judgment in the time of 1493 and 1494, but great blessing to the Jewish people, to the church, and to the world. I see no judgment in 48, 49, and 50. I see, again, blessing to Israel, blessing to the Jewish people, blessing to the church. Again, 1967, 1968, Israel took Jerusalem. In 48, they became a nation. They fought a war with the Arabs. They won the war in 1949. Great blessing and victory. They advanced their borders. And then a great outpouring of God's Spirit, the Latter Rain Movement. And the church expanded. Again, in 67, 68, same thing. Israel fights a war. They take Jerusalem. They expand their tent pegs. They expand their borders. They have an advance of their country, and they are blessed. At the same time, the natural branches are experiencing this great blessing. The spiritual branches, the spiritual Israel, has a great outpouring, the charismatic renewal. Now, we also see it in 1494. Christopher Columbus discovers America. Great blessing to natural Israel. Great blessing to the church. And beloved, I do see that these four blood moons and the solar eclipse in the middle of them on Nisan 1, the Jewish New Year, it reminds me of the day that Jesus was crucified. It reminds me of the day where it was midnight in the middle of the day when the sun was darkened as Christ hung there at Calvary, making atonement for both the Jew and Gentile alike. Making atonement for all those who would believe and receive him, shedding his blood for the remission of sins, making atonement, and great blessing, the greatest gift ever given to the human race, God himself gave his only begotten Son. He gave everything he could give. Jesus came and he shed his blood for you and me, beloved. It was a time of great blessing, and I tell you, that God is not a man to deceive. He's not a man that he should lie. His promises are yea and amen. And the promises he's made to Abraham, he will keep. The promises he's made to his church through the blood covenant, he will keep. And I tell you that these four blood red moons represent a time of great blessing coming in the next few years to the church and to Israel. I believe, what do I see happening? I believe there will be a war in Israel. There will be a time of suffering. There will be a time of testing, a time of trial. But in the end, the Jewish people will be victorious, and they will take the land promised. They will take all of the inheritance that God has promised to them through Abraham, through the Abrahamic covenant. And that is what the Holy Spirit spoke to me, that the Jewish people are about to take possession of their whole inheritance, all of the land that has been promised to them. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that the church is going to take possession of their inheritance and all that has been promised through the blood covenant, through the blood of Christ that was shed at Calvary. Get ready, beloved. It's a time to press in with God, because I tell you, I believe this will be the final move of God's Spirit. And I do not believe it will be a revival. So if you're in some dead religious system, if you're in some harlot church, if you're in some church that's backslidden and apostate, or you're in some ministry that's lukewarm and God is vomiting that out of his mouth, he's spewing it out, I tell you, beloved, it's time for you to come out of her, out of that harlot church, to be part of God's remnant bride. Because I believe God's getting ready to anoint that bride. That bridal company is going to go forth into all the earth. I believe right here at the time of these four blood red moons, and come with the greatest anointing this world has ever seen, and bring forth a great shaking in the earth for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is going to keep his promise both to the natural seed, the Jewish people, and the covenant of Abraham, and to the church, the spiritual seed, the house of God. And I believe that it will be a time of great, great blessing. But I do believe at the same time we're going to see great cataclysmic judgments falling upon those who reject Christ, who reject the truth, who walk in darkness, who turn their back on God. I believe it'll be a time of great judgment and a time of great blessing. I believe it'll be like the days of Noah. And I believe also that God's people that know him shall rise up and do great exploits in his name. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we want to encourage you that this is the day the Lord has made. You need to be rejoicing in God. You need to be encouraged. And you need to check out everything that's being put out there, because not everything is the truth. And that, beloved, there are a lot of people that are saying a lot of things about these blood red moons. There's a lot of books being written, tapes being made, things being said. But you want to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. You want to know what saith the Lord in this matter. And you need to seek out in prayer and get before God. Because I tell you, we live in a time where you can't afford to miss out on the visitation of God. You can't afford to miss out on this one, because I believe this is the final visitation, what's coming. And oh, how the church needs a visitation and a refreshing from the Lord. Oh, how the church needs a time moving in the power and the anointing of God. So many ministries now have gone apostate. And do I think that this will touch those ministries, that they will be part of this move of the Spirit? I do not believe that at all. I do not believe that the organized religious system will have anything to do with this. I believe the organized religious system will persecute this final move of God. I believe they will be vehemently opposed to it. They'll probably label it as some type of aberrational movement or some type of cultish false doctrine or something. I don't believe they'll be partakers of what God's about to do. But I do believe that there will be a people who have made themselves ready that will be anointed of God to bring forth the final harvest at the end of the age. And then, of course, I believe we were going to go into the night season. Now, remember what the scripture says. It says, work while it is yet day, for the night season comes when no man can work. Now, that night season is just about upon us, beloved. So I believe we're going to see a short time where God's going to move by his Spirit, and then we're going to go into the night season. We're going to go into a time of great darkness, worse than the time of Noah and the time of Lot. And we're going to enter into what the Bible calls the time of Jacob's trouble. And we're going to enter into a season of great darkness, where it's night and no man can do the work of God. But beloved, I want to encourage you that right now, that this day, that you spend time seeking God in prayer, in fasting, reading your word, studying the word of God, seeking God's face, and being ready for what God is about to do, because I think that we're also going to see great, great persecution. In the early church, when God poured out His Spirit, there was great persecution that accompanied that. I believe some of the greatest persecution the church has ever seen lies just ahead, but I also believe that some of the greatest anointing that God's going to bring upon people with the greatest signs and wonders, the greater works ministry, lies just ahead. And to me, I believe it will coincide with these four blood red moons and this solar eclipse. I believe it's a sign of great blessing, and I wanted to encourage everyone to seek God in this matter. This is what we believe that God is saying, and we're waiting on God to see what He's going to do in the hours and the days that lie just ahead. Well, beloved, we're just about out of time. If you want to contact us, you can write us Perilous Times, P.O. Box 833, Holton, Maine, M.E. 04730. Again, Perilous Times, Post Office Box 833, Holton, Maine, M.E. 04730. Or you can call us 877-711-2906. That's area code 877-711-2906. You can email us at info@perilloustimes.net. info@perilloustimes.net. And we're just about out of time. So, beloved, remember in everything you say and do to let the love of God shine through. Beloved, keep your eyes on the eastern skies. Jesus is coming soon. We'll see you next week. God bless you all.
And the sons of Issachar were known as men who understood and discerned the times they were living in and knew what they were supposed to do in Israel. Do we? There is no doubt we're living at the very end of the age when Jesus told us that He would return. The signs of the times are all around us. Earthquakes, famine, pestilence, wars and rumors of wars, distress of nations, economic turmoil, the proliferation of the wickedness in society and culture, false religion and the harlot church, signs and wonders in the sky, and deception everywhere. We are truly living in perilous times in these last days. And we may not know the day or the hour when Jesus comes, but He clearly said that we could know the season. We're children of the light, and that day shall not take us by surprise. So when you see all these things converging in the world, my friends, look up. Our redemption draws near. So we invite you to go online to perilloustimes.com and join us not only to understand and discern the times we are living in, but to find out how we are to walk, the faith that we're to keep, and what we are to do as we approach the coming of the Lord and the end of all things. You're not alone in your struggle to survive in these perilous times. God is still on the throne and in control, and we are here too as your family and as your friends to help you stay focused on this truth, that no matter how bad it gets or how it seems that evil is triumphing, we've read the last chapter, and we win. PerilousTimes.com, because the light overcomes the darkness, and the good news still speaks louder than the bad.
You've been listening to Perilous Times with your host, Martin Banner. Join us at the same time each week to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church in this hour. If you'd like to listen to archive broadcasts, go to perilloustimes.com and click the radio link. Until next time, remember in everything you do, let the love of God shine through, and beloved, keep your eyes on the eastern skies. Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus.